Much speculation the last few days, but it has been confirmed now. Going to Newport County assistant manager, relieved, happy? How do you feel?
I am relieved. Obviously, it's been a difficult few days, considering I've had a lot to think about. But you know, being selfish, I had a fantastic time at Linfield, but I want to progress, and it's a chance in England. You know, it's so hard to get in the door in England, and obviously my family's over there as well, and it took a lot to, you know, get me to go. But you know, on Monday night it probably sank in that, you know, it's a great opportunity for me as well, and it's one on the doorstep where my family is, and it's one I think can hopefully get Newport up. It's a great challenge, a different challenge from what I've done at Linfield and what I'm looking forward to.
It has to have been extremely difficult, you being here, your young family, your wife over there. Was that obviously a big factor, but was it the clinching factor maybe to get nearer then?
It was a big factor because, you know, it's on your doorstep, but you're in day-to-day football. I love getting up. It was 18 years of my life working full-time. You know, I love my time at Linfield. Fantastic boys. I've no doubt whatsoever they can go on and win the league. I like to think I've left something here, a professional outfit now. No disrespect to nothing else, but you know, we've brought in a lot behind the scenes, tried to make the players better. They've bought into it, but you know, I think the lure is what I say to you of working with a fantastic manager in the English Football League is where everyone wants to be. And you know, I hopefully want to go on, have a successful career, and I can look back and say Linfield's given me that platform.
We'll come to Linfield a little bit more in a moment, but Newport, it's been a bit of a struggle so far in the early weeks for them in the season, but as you say, Football League club, plenty of prosperity it looks like on the up there over the next few years as well. Is that what you have seen as well?
Yeah, look, I know the old manager was in there, Justin Edinburgh as well, who got them promoted from the conference. But you know, John Sheridan's come in, John's fantastic, he knows the league, he's a team promoter in the league, he saved teams in the league. But it's a great challenge, it's a different challenge, but it's one that I think we can get out of. You know, there's 30, 35, 36 league games left, long way to go. And you know, we've just got to steady the ship now, get points on the board for them, and it's a fantastic challenge for us.
Having been in England for so long, your playing days, and that day-to-day element that you talk about, the training, the players, the management, how much have you missed that? It's been a big change, I'm sure, coming to Linfield, the Irish League, and not having that.
It has been a big change. You know, I was in Linfield as a full-time manager, but you know, you're training 3 nights a week. But look, I loved it. And I mean, that was a real, you know, I was thinking to stay now and hopefully get the chance later on down. But sometimes in football, you've got to make a decision. But you know, I think I've left Linfield in a better position. You know, I said that to the board as well, that you've got to, whoever comes in behind me, if it's, you know, Alfie and Toddy's in there at the moment, but if they decide and they want to give it to one of them, fantastic, because you know, we've got an ethos there of what we want to do. But I think if they look at somebody else, they've got to keep that professionalism, because the boys are certainly buying into it. They're going along with it. They're a great, great bunch of boys. And, you know, there's success there. And I know that they're top of the league for a reason. They're enjoying training and playing with each other. And it was a sad, sad time for me to say bye-bye to them last night.
In terms of what Linfield have come out and said, they have been very kind to you. They've realised that your desire to move back across, your family, it seems that they have been very good in facilitating this too.
No, Linfield were, you know, when the approach was made on Thursday, I tried to shield it off the players because of the big game against Cliftonville on Saturday, but you know, Linfield done all in their power. They sat down with me on Tuesday morning. You know, they offered me a contract, but I probably made a decision on Monday night. And you know, it was tough, but it's a fantastic club, a special club, great fans, everyone, the board, the players and my staff. You know, it was so hard leaving them, but in football you can't get attached to people, and you've got to move on. I said that to the players last night, whoever comes in here, you've got to back that manager up, and what he's done for me, you've got to carry it on.
I remember you speaking when you took the Linfield job and the family connection that you have with the club, special support. You fulfilled that dream in a sense. Is it, although this is a good move for you, has it ended a little bit sooner than you might have thought it would have?
It has, in a way, because you know, I wanted to come over here and win the league, but I said last night to the players, you know, these are the ones that make my job easier, and I must be doing something right. It's not where I could be sitting in a room and they'd be going, we're not renewing your contract, we'd like you to leave, but a team's actually come and got me. So it's a positive, that's what I said. It's not, you know, great circumstances, I'm sure, for people, and there'll be a lot of angry people, but I must have done something right for someone to actually come, a full-time outfit, to come and say, we want your manager. And I said that to the board. It's great respect to the board. They appointed me.